Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Ches. We will begin on Daf Chav Zayin on a base on the bottom line. Today's shiur is Le'ili Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Leib ben Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara Shaul Talmid versus Preda. Preda's Talmidim asked him, "B'maharach the Yomim, how are you zoichet? How do you have long life?" The Gemara Masechta Ervin Daf Nun Dalar on a base says that Preda was Zoicha Tarichis Yomim, because there was a story where he learned with one Talmud the same Gemara 400 times. So the question is, asked Taisus, that it's very clear how he was Zoicha to this incredible Arichis Yomim. So what does the Gemara mean to ask? So Taisus, the very Maskel Shaul, says that he had Arichis Yomim for that reason, that they did not know until he lived 400 years. So they couldn't use that as a proof that he lived long. Or another terrorist that the Tosfos Resh suggests is that they did not, that the story, the question and answer that we're learning in our Gemara today took place before the time where he learned with that Talmud 400 times. And that's why the Gemara is asking, how did you have Arichas Yomim? Amar, so he said, I was always the first in Beis HaMedrash. I never made a bracha before Koyin. As we're going to learn a mitzvah Shem in the Shir today, there's a mitzvah to show respect to the Koyin. But even though there's a mitzvah to show respect to the Koyin, there are qualifications when that halacha applies and when that halacha doesn't apply. Says the Gemara that he was always careful that under all circumstances he always showed that respect to the Kohen no matter what. And I never ate from an animal. We know that the Torah tells us that the Zeraya L'chaim V'keva, different parts of the animal after it's slaughtered have to be given to the Kohen. And he says, I never ate from the animal before those parts were given to the Kohen. Dama, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan, Aslach Mahema, Shleihorma Trumasai, one may not eat from an animal until those Matnas Kahuna were given. Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kala Eichem Mahema, Shleihorma Trumasai, and if anyone eats from such an animal, Kiloichot Volum. We know that from produce we have to take off Trumas and Maisris, and until the Trumas and Maisus are removed, the food is considered Tevel, and no one's allowed to eat Tevel. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yitzchak, the same halacha is regarding Truma, that the halacha is regarding the portions that have to be given from the animal to the Kohen, that if they're not given, it's like eating Tevel. However, says Vlav Halachasay, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara is assuming, the Gemara wants to say that it's the same, and the Gemara is saying that it's not. And the way I saw that the Mefarshim explained what is the question, if animals' parts weren't given to the Kohen, in what way is it similar to Tevel or not, is the way to understand why is somebody not allowed to eat, why may a Kohen not eat Tevel either? The loch is, Truma is allowed to be eaten by a Kohen, so why is there an Issa Tevel when a Kohen eats Tevel? What the concern is that there is Truma in it? A Kohen is allowed to eat Truma anyway. So there's two ways of learning it. One way of learning it is because, yes, there's Truma and there's not and Tevel. And the halacha is that it's considered Tevel until the Truma is removed. Or, and therefore, you're not allowed to eat it from it. Or, is the Isser because of Truma in it? Or is it because there's a new Isser? That until the Truma is removed, you may not eat from that produce. So now, let's think about here the animal too. If the halacha is that there's an Isser, that one is not allowed to eat from it until the Truma is removed. So here too, until the Matnas Kahuna are removed from the behemoth, you may not eat from it. On the other hand, if the concern is that there's a mixture, Here there's certainly no mixture, because when we speak about truma, so there's the truma, there's the tevel, each part is really all the same, it's all produce. The parts of an animal that have to be given to the kohen are clearly identifiable. And what is truma is truma. What is matas kuna is matas kuna. And what's not is not. And therefore, the halacha is that a kohen can eat, or anybody can eat from an animal, and there's no concern that there's tevel mixed in here, because the parts are very clearly identifiable. And therefore, even a Yisrael, and that's the halacha, can eat from an animal from which the truma has not, the matas kuna have not been removed. The reason these different things that he did is what caused him to have arichas yomim. The fact that he came to the Beis Medrash early, we know Eitz Chaim hi l'machzikim bo. Whoever learns Torah, Eitz Chaim l'machzikim bo, it gives him long life. Furthermore, the reason that he didn't do anything before the Kohen is he fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddashtoi. And Kodesh, somebody, says the Zohar, who acts in a holy manner is acting in a way of Chochmah. And the Pasuk says in Koheles, V'chochmah tichya baleo. A person who lives life with Chochmah is a person that is Zohar to Chochmah tichya baleo, that I have a Riches Yomim. Another, and what about Zroi L'chaim V'keva, being so careful in this halacha? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained at what point did the Kohanim get these Matnas Kuhuna. The Kohanim got these Matnas Kuhuna at the time when Pinchas killed Kozvi Vassur and Zimri Ben Solu. So, and we know that the bracha that Pinchas has, Pinchas Elio, he lives forever. So here too, since we act with the respect to Kohanim, therefore we will be Zoycha Tarichas Yomim, just like Pinchas was Zoycha Tarichas Yomim. So one of the things we discussed was Leberachti Lefnei Kohen. Ask the Gemara, remember the Mal Yusuhu, is this the proper way to act? Ask the Gemara, Amar B'yoychanon, Kol Tam Chochem, Shem Varach Lefonov, Afil Kohen Gol Am Oritz. If a Talmud Chacham allows somebody to make a bracha before him, even if the person whom he allowed to make such a bracha is a Kohen Gadol or Zam Oritz, Ois Talmud Chacham Chayim Misa. The Talmud Chacham is Chayim Misa. Shnema, the Pasuk in Mishlei speaks as if the Torah is speaking. And the Torah is saying, Kol Masnai Avamavis. Al Tikr Masanai El Masni. A person who causes that the Torah should not be respected. And that's the case over here, where you cause the Torah not to be respected by letting an Am Oretz make a bracha before you, says the Pasuk, Ava Mamas. And says the Gemara, Ki Kama Iyu, what did Rav Preda mean, the Rishavin? Then they were equal. So Rabbeinu Tam explains that when it says here, Shavin, it doesn't mean that they were equals. Because if they were equals, of course, since as we said, there's a mitzvah of Ikidashta, one would have to show respect to the kohen first. The Gemara is referring to a situation, it says Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Preda was in a situation where he was a Talmud Chacham, and the kohen that he showed respect was also Talmud Chacham. But so even though he was a greater Talmud Chacham, the fact that he showed respect, the fact that the Kohen was a Talmud Chacham, was enough. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests, there's a difference that when it would be rabbim, in the shul, with a lot of people, and in private. When we're in a shul, and we're concerned that we're not going to show that respect, there's going to be jealousy, the Kohen will be upset. So therefore, even though the Kohen may be not as great as the Talmud Chacham, by giving up from his honor, is showing that he cares about Shalom. He wants it to be peace and harmony in the community. But asks the Tori Evan, isn't the halacha the Talmud Chacham shemachal kvoidai kvoidai machal? So the Talmud Chacham could forgive his kavod. So what's the Gemara's question, asked the Tori Evan, how could he give up his honor? So he says, a beautiful word. He says, a Kohen Gadol could give up his honor, but he can't allow for bizyonis, to be embarrassed. And if somebody who's of lesser stature is going to get covered before him, what that really means is he's giving up from the Kavod HaTorah, he's doing bizyonis for the Torah. And therefore, since he's giving bizyonis for the Torah, that there is no heter for. And as the Torah Evan goes on to explain, a person could give up his own kavod, but a person has no right to give up the kavod HaTorah. And if what he does causes that there should be a lack of kavod HaTorah, that he has no right to do. And that is the case, he says, of what our Gemara is referring to, that if Repreda would let the Amoritz go before him, it would bring disgrace to the Torah. It would be a lack of kavod HaTorah, which he has no right to do. Says the Gemara, Shal Talmid of Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, b'maharach de yomim. How were you zoicha to riches yomim? So he said, miyomai lo neskarati b'kloin chaveri. I never felt good by somebody else getting embarrassed. V'leosa mitosi klil chaveri. I never went to sleep before I was Michael, anyone who perhaps did something that would embarrass me. Vatram of money, how you see, and I was generous with my money. And here too, the Mefarshim explain why these things that cause Arichas Yomim, because we know that Amabim Pnei Chaveroi, if you embarrass somebody, it's Kilo Horgos, like you killed him. Here, by doing the opposite, by showing honor to everybody, so that's the opposite, so you get the opposite, Yuzoichet Arichas Yomim. The fact that he was Michael anybody is that what he accomplished with this is a day where you caused a fight between people is a day that's not a good day. But the fact that you did not have such a day, because every day in your life, if anybody bothered you, you were Michael them, so that made every day a valuable life. I was generous with my money. So everybody is entitled to a certain amount of money. What he did was that he gave up from what he was entitled to. Everybody, the money that we have is what prescribed to us. He gave up from what was prescribed to us, him. So too, as many years as a person is prescribed to have in life, he will have more years by acting this way. He had a shovel on his shoulders. He kept the shovel to carry it himself. If you always carry the shovel wherever you are, but if you never carry a shovel and you're only carrying it because you want to show me honor, that I should be given honor because you will have embarrassment, that I never will agree. Every night before he went to sleep, I'm Michael anybody that would have bothered me. And the Miri says that he did this only at the Mashal says he only did it at the end of the day because he was waiting that maybe this person who offended him would take the opportunity to come ask him mechila. But if the whole day already passed and that person didn't do so, he was Michael him. And why did he do that? Another reason he did it is because we say every night Krishma Lamita. And the purpose of saying Krishma Lamita is that as we go to sleep, we should be protected. The best protection a person should have is that he should be Michael anybody who might have bothered him. Iyav was generous with his money. So there's two pshatim that are given. One pshat is, Rashi gives, that let's say somebody did for him something that was only worth a half a pruta of work. So he says, let's go to the store and we'll buy something for a pruta, because that was the smallest coin. You'll get half and I'll get half, because you only deserve a half a pruta. What he would do is, he would let the person who worked for him keep the entire pruta worth of whatever they got in the store. Another pshat, similar pshat, is when they went to the store, let's say they brought from the storekeeper something which was only worth a half a pruta. But now, the storekeeper doesn't have the way to give him change, because there is no half a pruta denomination. So instead of starting to figure out what are we going to do, he just said, you know what, storekeeper, you could have it. So the Maral explains, when the Gemara speaks here about Ma'arach the Yomim, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara is speaking not just that the people did these great things as we're learning the Gemara. What the Gemara focuses on, that they did it on a consistent basis. And because they acted this way on a consistent basis, that's why it was Zoych Tarichas Yomim. By making every day of their lives so meaningful and acting this way, that is a way that they showed that their lives have so much value, and that's why they had panosa. The Smichs Chum explains, Vatran B'memoni Haysa, he says that a person who is Vatran B'memoni, who B'memoni is generous, where does that come from? So he explains, it comes from Amuna. The person who has Amuna knows that it won't make a difference if I give up from what I have, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me, and everything I'm supposed to have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will I have, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have it, and I'll have it anyway. A person who lives life with that type of Amuna, as the Pasuk says, the Tzaddik B'munasa Yechya, what gives us life, what gives us Arichas Yomim is Amuna, and that's why he's Zoychet Arichas Yomim. Shol Rabbi Kivas from Nechunya HaGodol, B'ma'arach the Yomim. He too asked him, how are you Zoychet Yomim? Says the Gemara, Osei Gavzei, the assistants of Nechunya came, the Kamachalei, and they wanted to attack him. They wanted to attack him because they understood that he's upset that he has a Arichas Yomim. And they say, how dare you take such an attitude that you can't be happy that Rabbi Nechumya was Zoyche Arichas Yomim? So the Yin Yaakov asks the obvious question. This is not the first piece of Gemara that we have in our Sugya where somebody was asked, B'ma'arach the Yomim, and we don't find such a reaction. Why over here all of a sudden do we have all this reaction? So he says, till now, all the cases were a Talmud asking a Rebbe. So when a Talmud asks a Rebbe, that is what it's supposed to be. A Talmud is supposed to get instruction and direction from his Rebbe. How is he supposed to live? But now we're finding a situation where it wasn't a Talmud asking a question from a Rebbe. When it's not a Talmud asking a question from a Rebbe, so now it looks like you can't be happy that he has a Arichas Yomim. So says the Gemara, Solok Yosef Reish the Dikla. So Rabbi Kiva went and sat on top of the tree. So why? What pshat that he sat on the top of a tree? So he explains, the Ben Yoyod explains, Tzadik Katama Yifroch. The Tzadik is compared to a date tree, which is a tall tree. And he says, I look at you as a Tzadik. And because I look at you as a Tzadik, I want to understand I want to learn from you. Oh, so if you want to learn from me, now we have, now it's understandable. Amalei Rebbe, so he said to Rebbe Nechunya, the Pasuk says, regarding the Karman Tamid, which is brought every day, as a keves echot tas bebaiker. So the question is, in nema keves, which is a loshen yochid, lomen nema echot, why does it have to say echot? Amalei, so he says, oh, tsumer rabbanon hu. And again, the way we're learning, it's very geschmack. Everything he was trying to prove is that he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's trying to learn, not just trying to lekanter, just trying to tease him. Shefkua. And he said, let him go. Amalo Echad. The reason the Pasuk says Echad is because Meyuchad Shebe Edrei. And then he told him, Amalei, to the question that you asked, How was I zoicha to long life? Miyamei lekav balti matanis. I never was willing to accept gifts. If somebody bothered me, I forgave him. And I was generous. And he explains everything.
When
they would send gifts to Rabbi Lazar from the home of the Nasi, he would refuse to receive them. Rabbi Lazar would send them back a message. Aren't you happy that I should have life? And the pasuk says in Mishlei, sign him a tennis yichya. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Noam Agadim. What a pshat lo kibalti matanas. But lo kibalti matanas means that sometimes a person learns, or a person wants to come to a certain madrega and avoid this Hashem. So he could do it in one way. He could learn in a way that he doesn't have to really try to understand, or he has to work. He says, what I did is, when it came to learning, I didn't take the shortcut. I really worked till I understood the Gemara. And therefore, since he spent his time, and he needed time, because he was working on this, to understand his learning, he was given more years in which he could learn. But I saw that the Sefer Emes Lehuda says that we're learning in our Masechta Hilchos Purim. Certainly, by Vishloach Manas, we're allowed to take gifts. Because if the halacha tells us that there's a din of shloich manas, obviously the halacha knew this concept of sonim etanas yichya. And it said, Purim, shloich manas, you should take. Reb Zeira says, if they sent him gifts from the home of the Nasi, lo yev shakel, he didn't take it. When they would invite him to meal, that he would go. Ozel. Omis, you kure the mishakribi. I'm actually doing them a favor by showing up because they have, it's undercover for them that I'm living there. Another pshat, why sonim etanas yichya, is because that's the best way of avoiding gezela. And another pshat, as we said a few moments ago, somebody who doesn't take gifts shows that he has emuna, that whatever he's supposed to have, he'll have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, as we said, the tzaddik b'munasa yichya. V'loi marati al midosai, damarav kol amava midosav, somebody who forgives if anybody starts up with him, mavirim menakop shav, his averus are forgiven. Shnemar, noisi oven v'ayva al-pesha, l'mi noisi oven, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meichel, l'mi sh'ayva al-pesha, somebody who forgives anybody who starts up with him. Because mida kenegan mida. Shalosh Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, but ma'arach to yomim. How were you zoich to arich yomim? Amaloi katz to b'chayei. Are you unhappy that I'm alive? That you're asking me that type of question? Amaloi, so he responded, Rebbe, Tairihi, I'm not doing it because I don't want you to live. I'm doing it, I'm asking this question because everything is Taira. Ulumen and etzarech, and I need to learn. Ama, miyomai l'nistgalti b'adam, Russia. I never looked at the face of a Russia. So I saw, what does that have to do? Because the first Aveira that was committed in the world was when Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. And the Pasuk says, V'teira isha ki toiva Eitz Hamachel. By looking at the Eitz Hadas was the cause for all Aveiras and for ultimately death coming to the world. So he says, I was careful not to look where I'm not supposed to look. And says the Shem Shmuel, if here we're learning that you're not allowed to look at something bad, from here we learn Mida Toiva, Meruba Mida Peronius, how much good to come to a person by connecting to Kedusha and Tahara. But I also saw, what pshat loy nistakalti? It should say loy nistakalti. I didn't look. Loy nistakalti means that I did not want to look. I did not want to follow the style of the Rishoyim. I didn't want to look like Rishoyim. There are people that look a certain way, and he said about himself, I was always careful to not look at that way. But says Rabbi Kivega, That means that every person I look at, I have to make sure he's a tzaddik. Otherwise, I may not look at him. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the definition of the word istakalti means to pay close attention. When the Gemara says lo istakalti, b'adam rosh means I didn't really pay attention, just to look, there is no issue. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, one should not look at something like that. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Kilule pnei yishofet melech Yehuda ani noisid im abed alecha vim erecha." The Yehoram was the king of Yisrael, who was the son of Achav, and he was a rosha. He followed the ways of Yeravim ben Nevat. The king of Moav rebelled against them, and Yehoram called Yehoshaphat, who was Melch Yehuda, to go to war against Moav. And they went to Midbar Edom, towards Edom, towards Moav. And in fact, the king of Edom joined them in that battle. After 7 days in the Midbar, they did not have any water to drink. So they called Elisha Novi. And Elisha says to Yeravim, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Malivaloch, lech nevi avicha, vel nevi emecha. Go to the neviim of the avodah zarah, who you worship. But Yehoram answered, that it's not only I who I'm calling you. I'm also here as part of this group of myself and Yehoshaphat and Melech Edom. So Elisha responded to him, if not for the fact that you were also here as part of the group with Yehoshaphat, who's with Tzaddik, and you, who are a Rasha, I would never pay attention. Rabbi Lezer says, somebody who looks at a Rasha ain't of chaos. His eyes get blind. Shenemar, v'hi kizokin Yitzchak, v'tekene ain't of merois. His eyes became blind. And the reason was, mishum destakel be'es of a Rasha. Because he looked at Esav HaRosha. And the Ben Yehuda explains, the pasuk says, V'hi kizokin Yitzchak, v'tikena ena merois. What does it say, merois? Of course, if somebody's eyes get weak, so he becomes blind, he can't see. The pasuk, by adding merois, comes to teach us that he got blind for this reason. And what, so the question is, how do you look at a Rasha? So Tori Evan explains, because as we know, Yitzchak was not really aware that Esau was a Rasha, and that's how he made the mistake of looking at him. Ask the Gemara, for Hagar Malay, is this what caused Yitzchak to become blind? A person should not take even the klala of a Rasha in lightly, Shoyimelech killed a Sarah, Avimelech cursed Sarah, and the sky in Bizarro, and his klala became fulfilled. As the pasuk says, that Avimelech said to Sarah, Hinelech sus einayim. After Avimelech took Sarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him in a dream and said, be careful, this is Sarah is Avram Avinu's wife, and ask Avram Avinu Davin that you shouldn't die. And Avimelech told Sarah, and Avimelech told this to Sarah, and he gave Avram gifts, and he tried to appease Sarah. And he said, this that I did this all, Hine lecha ksus einayim. Everything I gave to you is ksus einayim, to cover up this deed. And says the Gemara, what that word caused was that ultimately Yitzchak should become blind. So what are we saying that it was because he looked at Esav? Maybe it was because of this? Answers the Gemara, Hava ha garmalei. It was a combination. And as the Torah Evan explains, if just because he looked at Esav, as we explained a moment ago, he was a shayig, he didn't know that Esav was a Rasha. On the other hand, the klala of this Rasha of Avimelech should not really have effect on Yitzchak. Only explains the Turi Evin, when you have a combination of both of these factors, it had an influence on Yitzchak's eyesight. Rav Avam Mahachab, from here we know that looking at a Rasha is no good, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, Seis Pnei Rasha Loi Toiv, says when our B'Shas P'ti Rasoi, as the Rishu Ben Karcha was leaving the world, Amalai, the Rebbe said to Rabbi Shua, Rebbe, Barcheni, give me a bracha. Amalai, You should live, we know that he had a very long life. So he said, you should live half as long as I live. So he says, so why are you giving me such a bracha? Why don't you give me a bracha that I should have a very long life? Should the people to come after you be a shepherd of animals? That means children inherit the position of leadership of their father. But if the father never, dies, or they die before the father, or they're very old, they won't get their turn.
I
didn't look at a guy. That I never did a shutfus with them, and because when you're connecting with them, they may worship Avodah Zarah. So the question is, the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, Taisus asks, says that it's usur to make a shutfus in Menachri, because we're concerned that if there's a dispute, the Nachri will swear, and he'll go swear in with his Avodah Zarah, and it turns out that you will have caused that he should worship Avodah Zarah. So Taisus says what the Gemara here means is that in a place where they can never have a Shvuah, or it means that he said that even though we'll have a dispute, he'll worship the Avodah Zarah, I will say that if such a thing happens, I'll give up my share, rather than he should worship his Avodah Zarah. Still, he was careful to separate himself from them, even under those circumstances. Shaul Talmidav is a Rezerah. Bama harachti yomai. Omalei miyomai haloi badati b'toich beisi.
I never was upset in my home. I always was careful not to get angry.
And I saw the Ben Ish Chai explains the Ben Maim Chaim says a similar pshat. Sometimes a person does have to show as if he's angry, because that's what the situation warrants. But he says, maybe outwardly I was showing as if I'm upset, but inside I was always careful to avoid the derech of getting bekas, which is unacceptable for a Jew. I never thought of divrei Torah in a place that's not clean. I never walked 4 amos without Torah or tefillin. I was careful never to fall asleep in yeshiva. Even though people who are on Shiva all the time may have a Shina Sarai there. I was never happy when somebody else failed. So here too, the Mefarshim say, what is so special that he was never happy to see someone else fail? So the Ben Yoyada says a beautiful pshat. He explains that sometimes, as is common, when people are learning Torah, when people are speaking divrei Torah, one person says one opinion, another person says another opinion, and they keep on debating. And then one person has a proof or is able to show that his position is correct. So he's very happy. But being happy could cause that the person who ended up being wrong is very offended. And what happened over here is that instead of being happy that he was right, he was very careful. Instead of showing that he was being happy that he's right, he took the opposite approach. He knew that somebody else feels bad. And because he knew somebody else feels bad, he wasn't happy, even though he succeeded. I did not call anybody with a nickname. And some say that his family's name. So the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to call any, that you're not supposed to do that. So why is he so special? So one pshat I said is you're only not supposed to do that if you call him with a nickname
that has a derogatory meaning. He said, I did not even call anybody with a nickname, even if there was nothing derogatory about that nickname. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that what he meant to say is, the Ben Yoyada says this pshat, that every person, we all have family names, and we all have personal names, our Hebrew name. Our Hebrew name that we're given by a bris, or a girl that's given when she is born by an aliyah, by the Sefer Torah, has in it a special kedusha. And what he was announcing was, I always call people by their first Hebrew name that represents a special kedusha that that neshama has. V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Beis HaKnesses Shecharuv, if a Beis HaKnesses was destroyed, a mespidim b'toichai, we don't make a hesped there. V'em avshilim b'toichai chavolim, it shouldn't be a place where we should unload packages. V'em parshim b'toichai mitzudos, we're not allowed to put out traps to try to catch animals there. V'em shaitchen al gagoy peiros, we're not allowed to put out fruit on the roof of the shul to dry them. V'en oisus ha-kafandria, we're not supposed to make it into a shortcut. We'll speak about this Gemara, this halacha in the Gemara extensively. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'ashimaisi es migdash seichem. Kedushason, they remain kadosh af keshen shaymim, even when they're destroyed. And the reason is that we're not allowed to do this because they have a chiv of mayre migdash. We have to show respect to any Migdash Ma'at. Ola ba'asavim, if the Beis Migdash was destroyed and grass grew there, lo yitlash, you shouldn't detach them, ne agvas nefesh. Leaving them there shows that you're distraught over their situation. Tana Rabbanan, begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan batak nesiyos, when we speak about the batak nesiyos, ain't noyagim ben kalos roish. We have to be careful not to act disrespectfully there. And Oichlim Behen, Ben Shoysim Behen, we're not allowed to eat or drink there. We're not allowed to eat or drink there. Ben Noysim Behen, we're not allowed to adorn ourselves there. Ben Metalim Behen, we're not allowed to go for a walk there. Ben Noysim Behen, we're not allowed to go in there in the summer to protect ourselves from the sun. Ben Gishomim, Ben Gishomim, or it's raining, we're not allowed to go in there to protect ourselves from the rain. Ben Mespidim them. Hesped shel yachid, we're not allowed to say a hesped of a yachid, which the Gemara will explain. Avakarim behen, v'shan behen, we're allowed to learn chumash, tarshav ksav, tarshav apah, maspid behen, hesped shel rabim. The question is, here we're saying we're not allowed to eat or drink, how do they make and shul kiddush? So some say a sudash mitzvah is permissible. Another pshat is that they used to make the kiddush Friday night in the shul, but the actual wine was not drank in the shul, it was drank in a side room, not teed in the shul. Amar Yehuda, Amasai, when are we supposed to be careful that there should be no grass in the shul? Be yeshuvan, when the shul is in use. Ava b'chabanon, but when they're destroyed, menichon son, we leave the grass there, v'olam ben asavim, let the grass grow, v'lo yitloish, ne'agus nefesh, on the contrary, we shouldn't take them out, because that shows agvas nefesh. Ask the Gemara, asavimand d'chashmayu, who spoke about grass? Says the Gemara, chsur mech svachtani, mechab n'noisoim, we're supposed to clean the shul, marbitza n'noisoim, we're supposed to wash it with water, kadesh layal ben asavim, to prevent that any grass should grow there. On that, says Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when was that said? Be'yeshuvan, when the shul is in use. Al v'chabonon, when the shul is not in use, menichon ha'isa lalos, we allow the grass to grow, and all of us of him, and when that grass grows, lo yitlosh, we shouldn't detach the grass, nay, agmas nefesh. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabasei, bati k'nesias v'bavol, the bati k'nesias v'bavol, atanai asuun. When they're built with a tanai, that you should be allowed to eat and drink there. Vav Be'ekein, and even though such a tanai is made when they are built, that doesn't mean you could do anything there. The halach is, Eina Hagem Ben Kolos Roish. We may not act there in a light-hearted manner. Ma'iniu Cheshbonus. To use as a place to start doing all sorts of calculations, that may not be done in shul. So Taisa says that even though the Gemara is teaching us now that you can make a Tanai. Says the Gemara, that's only on a Beis HaKnesses and Chutz Laaretz, because they're not going to be here forever. When Mashiach comes, we're all going to be at Eretz Yisrael. But a Beis HaKnesses in Eretz Yisrael, we shouldn't make a Tanai. But the question is that we know, the Gemara teaches us, that seed in Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos Shebavavol Sheyikfu Be'Eretz Yisrael. So everything's going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. So why should it be permitted? So the answer is that even though they're going to be taken to Eretz Yisrael, but the real estate on which they're on, the property on which they're on, won't be taken. That's why they don't have the same halacha. The Sifsei Chamim points out that when we speak here about the Tanai, in our shuls, we don't even have to deliberately make the Tanai. Since all the shuls in Chutz Laaretz are made with that understanding, so even if the Tanai was not clearly spelled out, it's understood that that's what was meant. And since it's understood that was meant, we could eat and drink, and that's our minig that they used to, the people eat and drink in the Batei Medrash, because it's understood that that's what it was made for. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Beis HaKnesses Shebechashbon Cheshbonos, a Beis HaKnesses where they make Cheshbonos, Melina Bar Meis, that they leave a mace there. Ask the Gemara, Melina Sakadatach, L'Asusag D'Lav Hachi, is that something that has to be done there? Ella, says the Gemara, if you did not show the proper respect to the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, what's going to happen at the end is, L'Soif, Yelina Bar Meis Mitzvah, you're going to end up having a Beis Meis Mitzvah in your community that you're going to have to use it to keep the Meis Mitzvah in the shul. Of course, the Paiskim say that that's when we speak about Cheshbonos, it's only about Cheshbonos Shel Rishus. It's not a place just to gather and make a meeting. But if it's Cheshbonos Shel Mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah gathering or getting together to help somebody who needs tzedakah, that you're allowed to do. Vein noyos mehem, amar Rav Chachamim v'talmideihem mutarim. They could do these type of activities in a Beis Medrash. The amar Rav Shimon Levi, my Rabbanon, why is the Beis Medrash called the Bei Rabbanon? Because it's Beis of the Rabbanon. It's the place where the Rabbanon are all the time. That's their home. And you, just like you do anything you need to do in your home, this becomes their home. Says the Gemara, the Ravina of Adba Masna. Ravina of Adba Masna, a Kaimi Vishali Shelta, was sitting and was standing outside and asking a question and Advat Torah from Rava. Says the Gemara, also Zilcha de Mitra, all of a sudden it started raining. Aile le Beit Knishta, so they entered the Beis HaKnesses. Amri, so they told, they explained themselves, and they said, Haide Aile le Beit Knishta, this that we entered the Beis HaKnesses, la Mishum Mitra, we did not go in here because of rain, in order to be able to properly learn and understanding one's learning, you need to have a clear head, like a beautiful, with a day, with a beautiful weather, and therefore, by going into the Beis HaKnesses, we're able to learn that way, not that we went there, not that we're using the Beis HaKnesses as a place to not get wet. If somebody has to call out somebody who's inside a shul, so he's walking in just for that purpose, my, what should he do? He can't just walk in without a good reason. If he's a Talmud Chacham, Leim Hilchasa. As he walks in, he should say halacha. And I saw the Poskim say that even though we just finished learning that the shuls and Bavel were made al Tanai, that doesn't give us the right to go in without a reason, even with a Tanai. V'tanahu, if he is able to learn just Mishnayis, Lema Mesnisa. So he walks in and should say a Mishnah. V'ikrarahu, if he knows Torah Shebiksav, Lema Psuka. He should say a Pasuk. V'loy, and if he can't do that either, he should ask the child who's there, every day the children will learn a new pasuk, and he should ask the child that what pasuk did you learn today? Inami, neshe be'purt v'nekem. He should stay in the shul for a few minutes. It shouldn't be obvious that he walked in to the shul just to call somebody. And there's an interesting machloikas apaiskim. Does that mean he should walk in and sit down and only then call the person that he wants? That's the opinion of the Rambam. The first he should sit down and it should look like he's coming in to learn or talk and learning, and only then should he call the person. Or some paiskim are lenient, it doesn't make a difference what he did first or what he did second. We learned, maspidim by hespit shel rabbim. Ask the Gemara, hey chidam hespedet the rabbim. What is the definition of hespedet the rabbim? Machir chizda. Rav Chizda showed, kagan hespedet the koi be'rav sheshes. Rashi explains that if somebody from the family of Rav Sheshes, who was such a prominent family, was nifter, such a levaya could be done in the shul. But others disagree. And they say it means a levaya in which Rav Sheshes would be giving a hesped. And the explanation is, because if Rav Chizda would be giving, if Rav Sheshes would be giving such a hesped, it would cause the people who would be listening to the hesped to become better. And that's what the shul is made for. Mach Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes showed, demonstrated, to go and discredit the Koyber of Chizda, the hesped, either of a family member of Chizda, or of Chizda was at a hesped. Ravram asked the Kalesa Beik Nishtim. Ravram set a hesped on his daughter-in-law in the shul. Amma Mishim Yikru the Di or the Mesa, because of my, because I'm there, and the one that was nifter is my daughter-in-law, Asi Kula Alma, everybody will come there. And again, the Sif Sicham explains, what he meant to say was that because of this situation, there'll be a time and a place where people will grow under Avodas Hashem, and therefore such a hesped can be, we could say a hesped in such a place. Rav Zeira, Safta Elohuma de Rabbanim Beit Knishta, Rav Zeira said a hesped on his Talmud Chokim in the Beit Knesses. Amra imishim yukud adi, imish yukud adas, asa kula amma. Rav Shlokas Safta Elohutsum Rabbanim. Rav Shlokas said a hesped on Talmud Chokim, the Shchich Ba'ad Yisrael, that would often be in Eretz Yisrael. Davatana Hilchasab Esav Arbish Rasa, and when he gave a Shir Mishnayis, he would have 24 rows of Talmidim. Amma, and he said, "Vay chasra ad Yisrael gavur rabba." And by the hesped, he said, "How terrible is what happened that a great person is now missing from Eretz Yisrael." Who would have a tani? And says the Gemara, there was a person in Bavel that learned Hilchos Mishnayis, and he learned Sifra and Sifri and Tosefta, the Shachiv, and he passed away. Also, Amar Leila Rav Nachman. So he told Rav Nachman that this person was unfortunately nifter. And they asked him, Lispidei Mar, please say a hesped to him. Amar, so Rav Nachman said, Heichen Lispidei, how could I say a hesped? I should say, Hait Sana de Moli Sifri de Chasser, this bag full of Sfarim. And the explanation is that he said he's a big Talmud Chacham, but he really only he didn't really understand that well what he learned. He was just like a book, like a bag carrying books. And therefore, he said, I didn't have that much to say about him. Says the Gemara, comments the Gemara. Tochazi, ben takif der tisrol, lechasidid de bovel. Rish Lakish was considered in Chutz Laretz a very strong person. And the Gemara, Masechta Yuma, says that he was very careful with whom he associated himself with because of that. Yet, as soon as a person who just learned Mishnayis was nifter, he was very generous in his praise. On the other hand, the Chassidei de Bavel, who was considered very modest, but he couldn't find something nice to say about this person who was nifter. The pasuk, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, with the shtamish b'togeh cholov, somebody who uses the Kesa Taira will leave the world. Tani Rish Lakish, what does that mean? Zem Mishtamish B'Shoina Halachas. Somebody, B'Kisra Shal Taira. If you have somebody who learned Taira and you use him to do what you need, the halach is that you're not supposed to do so. You're supposed to be careful with the Kavod HaTorah. V'amu'ula. L'shtamish inish b'mad atani arba. A person should use, a person who learned four Seder Mishnayis, v'loy l'shtamish b'mad amasni arba. The four Seder Mishnayis are Noshim, Nezikim, Moyed, and Moyed, Noshim, Nezikim, and Kotshim. Because Moyed, Noshim, Nezikim are the Sedarim that we need to learn. And Kotshim, because the Gemara says often that whoever learns Kabbanis, it's as if he brought Kabbanis. And he's saying, you have to be careful, somebody who teaches these four Sedarim, that's considered a very great individual. The Shlokesh was traveling. He came to a body of water. Also Gavra, Arkavei Akasve, there was somebody who carried him over the body of water. Amalei Karisa, said, did you learn? Chumash Amalei Karina, yes. Tanisa, did you learn Mishnayis? She said, Tanina, yes. Tanina Abbas said your Mishnah. Amalei Psatukha Abbas Turei, you dug out for yourself four mountains, these four Sedarim. Amalei and now you're carrying me on your shoulders. He threw him into the water. Is it acceptable that I serve you? He says, if you learn from me, then you could serve me. And he taught him one halacha. We know that midaraisa, a woman's life, is a series of 7 days when she can become a nida, and 11 days when she becomes a zava. During the days that she becomes a nida, even if she sees dam all 7 days, but if at the end of the seventh day she's clean, she can come to become go to the mikvah. Whereas a woman who's a zava cannot go to the mikvah until she has Zayin Nekiyim. And the halacha, the Gemara teaches us more than once in Masechta Nida, is that Bezman Hazeh, every woman, no matter what, as soon as she sees any amount of blood, sits Zayin Nekiyim. And the lesson of teaching this halacha, I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that even though this is halacha that's so well known, and the halacha of 3 days and 7 days is not relevant b'zman hazeh, learning any halacha from a Talmud Chacham is makes him into your Rebbe. Another pshat that I saw in the explanation of this Gemara is that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that learning Pischei Nida is the opening of Chachma. So he wanted to show him a Rebbe is supposed to make his Talmud a Chacham, so I'm teaching you halachas that will make you into a Talmud Chacham. Tanabe Alio, Kalashan Alochis, anyone who learns Halochis Muftakhlosh Ben Oilam Haba, Shinamar, Halichas Oilam Loi, Altikri Halichis, Ella Halochis. Learning from anybody is makes you into Halochis. So the Chavetz Chaim asks, doesn't it say Ko Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Oilam Haba? Everybody has a share in Oilam Haba. So what does it mean that if you're Shina Halochis? So the Chavetz Chaim says you could have a shear, but it could be a small shear. How do you get to a big shear in Olam Haba? By learning halacha. I saw another pshat that we know that a person, while he's in this world, he's a hoylich. He's constantly growing. When he's not in this world, he's not a hoylich anymore. Who is considered the individual who is a hoylich that's constantly growing? The person who learns halacha. Another pshat is that the Gemara is teaching us that Torah is not just limited to when learning halacha in the Beis Medrash, but halacha applies to everything we do in our life. If somebody, everything he does all day long, he connects to halacha, he makes sure that it's done the way the Torah wants us to do it, that person will eventually be Zaycha, Shu Ben Olam Haba, that he will have Olam Haba.